Okay. Welcome, everybody, to today's HSCLD advisory call. It's Wednesday, May 5th, and as per normal, we'll go through a quick roll call first, take a look at the agenda to see if anyone has suggestions to review or amend the agenda, and then dig right into the content. So I have, I'll read out everyone's name that I have. If you don't hear me read your name, please let me know. I have Derek Andre, John McElwain, Jonathan Franks, Michael Pelage, and Dave Piscatello. Is anyone else on that I didn't call?
Oh, wow, late turnout today.
Yeah, very late. That's interesting. I was thinking Eric and Evan might be here. Okay. So before we continue, first, did everyone get the agenda? And second, does anyone have any comments to amend the agenda or change it?
No, and I think hopefully we can get through. I mean, since there's only five or six of us on the call, I see hopefully getting through this questionnaire rather quickly. So that we can put it out for people to electronically start voting. So hopefully this will not take 50 minutes. Would you be able to move on and start doing control stuff, Andy, so we could use our time effectively and, you know, kind of bite off some of that monster that we still have left to get through? Are you prepared to go right into controls if we get done this in, say, 25 minutes?
I'll tell you what. If you can, start going through those voting background briefs.
I'll take the lead, and you start filling get the pump primed to move in. Because again, I'd like to make most efficient use of our time here today. So again, everyone, as we discussed on the list, we want to finalize the questions to the questionnaire, put that out for a vote electronically among the entire list. So we are not looking at a situation where the five or six people on today's call will somehow vote and find consensus one way or another. We're not going to do that. We just want to finalize the questionnaires, put them out so the entire group can vote. With regard to the first one, should the HSTLD program be mandatory or voluntary? This is a point of discussion that we have discussed numerous times throughout the past several months. And again, as far as background, I think Andy's done a pretty good job here. Let me, again, read through it for the benefit of those that may have not already have read it. The HSTLD Advisor Group has discussed the concept of a mandatory HSTLD program and a voluntary HSTLD program. In a mandatory model, the HSTLD program, its associated control requirements, including compliance with controls and regular auditing of controls, would be mandatory for all TLDs. In a voluntary model, the TLDs would volunteer to undertake the requirements of the HSTLD program, and the overall program would not be mandated for TLDs choosing not to participate. This vote is to determine the current HSTLD AG recommendation for the mandatory or voluntary nature of the program. Having just read that, the only thing I was concerned about was perhaps that very last sentence where it says, you know, we're going to determine something. I think that perhaps represents a point of there's a little bit of finality associated with it. My thinking here would be it's probably best to maybe strike that last sentence. We take the vote. The vote is what it is at this particular snapshot in time. And if, in fact, we undertake an RFI, we may come back with information that may impact that. So I have no problem with the potential wording of the background statement. I would just propose perhaps striking that last sentence to minimize any criticism that we're boxing ourselves into a corner or we taking definitive action. That would be my only comment. So, again, let me just go through. John, would you agree or disagree? Do you have any proposed editing to that language?
No, proposed editing. Just a question as to whether the background will be included with the question when people are voting who are not on this call.
That was my intention. It was my assumption that, yes, it would be there, and that's one of the reasons why I proposed striking that last sentence, as it might perhaps change the opinion. I mean, I think that that background statement gives the context, provides the question with a little context. So,
yeah.
Okay, good. So you like the statement, you like the vote. Would you agree with striking that last sentence or not?
I would tend to agree with that. I think that it does say that it is just a vote to determine the current recommendation, which to me gives a little bit of wiggle room on the finality, but I think it's a little bit of surplusage. I think it can come out.
Okay, keep it simple, stupid. Us fellow lawyers thinking alike here. So there we go. So we're going to propose striking that. Then there's myself. Jonathan? Are you on mute?
I think he's on mute, yeah.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now. And I even got your name right. Notice I've gotten it right now for at least a couple of calls there. It only took me a couple of years, you know, 8 years, you know.
Well, I still love you, Mike. Thank you for that. I think that you're right about striking the letter. I mean, Dave Piscatello also had explained to us that, you know, we're not proclaiming necessarily the outcome of this thing. But it might be worthwhile to identify that, as part of the question, that we as subject matter experts or we as professionals in the security field related to domain names have come to this outcome, so that it's not just a few people in a room kind of made this decision. But I agree with you about the presumption of finality being built into the statement, that it's fine to strike that sentence.
So we'll strike that. Let me just throw this out again for the group to consider as a whole. Would there be any objection to, we take this vote, we get it bundled into DAG 4 so that ICANN could put it out for comment. Would there be any objection to perhaps as part of our – we were talking about doing incremental snapshots, which we kind of had to – put on the side to meet the DAG 4 deadline of controls. But would there be any problem with perhaps putting this vote out to perhaps the entire community? So instead of doing a public comment on a snapshot, perhaps as one of our next things, we put this out there and we solicit other people to perhaps vote. And then I think this goes to the concern that Evan was talking about of, you know, do we have one – are all the groups, do we have the proper cross-section of participants within this advisory group? By putting this vote out to a larger cross-section of the ICANN community, does that perhaps enhance or refine decisions we make as a group? I just run that up the flagpole, shoot it down. If people think it's a really bad idea or something perhaps worth exploring.
This is Evan. Sorry if I came a little late on the call. I just came off another one. But I don't think the two issues are mutually exclusive. I think it's possible for this working group to say we've been around the dance with this enough times and the general consensus is overwhelmingly that we want this to be voluntary. Or however the vote goes, however, I think that's what's going to happen, at least based on the people on this call. We then take the results of what this working group has said and the positions it has taken, and then you take that public for shooting down. I don't think the two are mutually exclusive. We can take a stand and put out a position and then let that get used as a straw man.
I completely agree with that, Evan. I completely agree with that. It's Jonathan.
Okay. And then the person – I'm sorry, Andy. Who was the very first person when you were doing roll call? I was not able to get that person's name.
Let me run through here. That was Derek Andre, and you got John McElwain, you already called Jonathan, Dave Piscitello's on, and Evan, of course.
Derek, do you have any comment on this particular aspect of what we're discussing here?
No, I think that's fine to strike lessons. And I think that I like what Jonathan said as far as, adding something to the effect of, sort of a background about who we are that are, voting on this so that, like Jonathan says, it doesn't sound like there's, three people in a room just throwing something against the wall here.
Okay, so Andy, perhaps you could provide the context for this, because this vote is going to be incorporated into the larger insert into the DAG, which will have that broader brushstrokes of who we are and what we're doing. Am I assuming correctly, or have I am I off base?
That's right. So what I'm trying to accomplish, and I need to get this done by about midweek next week, is two things. First, make sure that we've got a version of the control draft spreadsheet that has been reviewed by the group. And then second, provide a memo that describes the HSTLD program in its current state and what it's doing, so what its current activities are doing. So similar to that, to the snapshot development document that we produced, it'll be very similar to that. It will increase the quality of that memo to have some of these votes, as many as we can reasonably do, completed so that we can say that currently this is the position of the group, although it may change. And as part of that memo, I would describe the HSTLD group as I did in the snapshot release as well. So yes, I would. There would be information. There would be a piece in there that would give that background.
Okay. All right. So, Derek, Jonathan, and Evan, I think with the representations that were just provided by Andy, I think all the bases are covered. And with regard to who we are, what we're doing, and how this is just an incremental aspect. So if there are no further objections, I will say that vote number one is in the books, and I will now turn the attention to vote number two. So, again, any last-minute concerns from the group on vote one?
Mike, it's Andy. Very quickly, did we want to strike that last sentence or keep it?
I think the consensus was we would strike it as long as we had the broader representation in the report of who we are, what we're doing, and the skill set of the group.
Okay, so I'll
Derek and Jonathan, did I get that right?
Yep.
Excellent. Okay, we're now moving on to the wording of vote two. So this here is the vote is, should the HSTLD program pursue development of a certification model or a report card model for validation of the HSTLD program requirements? So that is the vote. Now the background statement talks about the concept. So it says the original concept of the HSTLD advisory group to discuss the concept of a verification model to achieve certification of the HSTLD program requirements. In this model, all the HSTLD program standards, including the control elements defined throughout the HSTLD advisory group, would need to be adopted adopted by an HSTLD seeking certification. The HSTLD advisory group also came up with a competing model called the report card. In this model, a matrix of HSTLD advisory group approved controls would be on a vertical axis of the matrix and a scoring system reflected in the horizontal axis. The draft scoring concept consisted of the following codes. So this was the white, yellow, green, which would be self-certification or certification through a third party. The vote will be after that it says the vote will be to establish a direction for the HSTLD group to pursue in program development. So My initial comments here would be, again, that last sentence about a general direction, because I do think the RFI is something that is really going to probably be one of the most important things of whether we go the report card or whether we go the certification model. Again, this is Mike Pelagia's individual viewpoint on this. That is the question. I have some questions, but I just want to put it out to the group. Derek, I'll start with you first. Do you have any concerns or proposed rewording of this question or in the background statement to the question?
You know, no, I do not right now, not this time.
Okay. I will then go to John McElwain.
I have a little bit of concern with this because I don't see them as being mutually exclusive. I don't know if I can verbalize how I would revise this. As I understand it, the report card is really just a variation of a certification model, and it looks like we've added one step lower, which would allow self-certification. I don't know if there's any way to add in a third option, which would be a combination of the two. In other words, I think that there could be that the report card model minus self-certification is really just three different types of certification. Am I reading that right, Michael?
I think you are. Andy, are John and I on the same page?
Yeah, definitely. Let me give I'll grab the floor for just a minute here. And I completely agree. One of the things that we talked even in the Nairobi presentation about was how these two models were not mutually exclusive. And you could even envision a model in which we started with a report card type structure and then moved into a certification as a development of the maturity of the program. So two things. First, I would say, you know, it's also not against the rules to say that we don't want to vote on this at this time. I tried to be as aggressive as I could in creating this vote content to include some of the hottest topics that we've been kicking around over the last few months in the group. I also recognize, though, that this is a major development component. And perhaps what we should do is continue just to focus on the control matrix and defer this vote till the point that, you know, perhaps after the RFI issue has been sort of pushed forward or promoted. Because, for instance, even in the RFI model, if we say that ICANN, the recommendation from this group is that ICANN promote an RFI to find an outside entity to run the program, you know, this question may be something that they would want to have a little control over as well. So those are the two points. I think you're right on when you're thinking of this as not mutually exclusive. There are probably, you know, multiple options here. That's sort of the first point. And the second point is, you know, it may not be time to vote on this. I just wanted to be as aggressive as we could and try to cover as much ground as we could.
Yeah, I think it kind of combines a number of concepts, which is my difficulty with it. In other words, you've got the idea of a seal, you know, a typical underwriter laboratory type certification versus a color, which I think is a great idea. I mean, I think it's, you know, we're kind of used to that with Homeland Security, et cetera. I think it combines the idea of self-certification versus, you know, an outside independent auditor situation. So I think it's probably trying to tackle too many concepts. And I agree that I kind of leave this one to the experts. I'm kind of hoping that that's what the RFI process does, is somebody comes and says, yeah, here's what we would recommend. you know, and we really think that, that there's, you know, the technology that's out there to incorporate this and so that, you know, users and consumers can glean the information they need to be able to glean and come up with a recommendation might drive some of my opinion about the different factors going on in question two, vote two.
Okay, so let me try to jump in here and offer some insight here on how we may tackle this, because I've agreed with everything that Andy and John have just stated. I'm currently on the nominating committee within ICANN, and one of the things we're trying to do now is filter out some of the different candidates, right? Sort of a first pass. And what we've done is we've kind of come up with a ranking system. So perhaps using that concept, maybe we rephrase this question into, we explain the background of the report card and the certification as it currently is. But when we ask the person to vote, the vote is, we say report card, and then we say certification program. And we ask them to vote for each one using a scale of 0, 1, or a 2. So 2 would be I strongly support it, 1 would be I support it, and 0 would be I'm sort of opposed to it. So perhaps with that ranking system, we could get some idea. I just throw that out there because I agree with you, John. These are not mutually exclusive, and perhaps we want to be asking the level of support within the group in connection with these two concepts to get a snapshot for where we're at. Is that a good idea? Bad idea?
Andy, I'm sorry, I got to disagree, and I'll tell you why. With the nominating committee, it works absolutely perfectly because you're literally trying to rank people because you have a limited number of spots to fill, and you have to say who are the best 3 or the best 4 or the best whatever of who we have, and you use that to help the grading. In this case, we're not trying to say who is the most secure TLD. We're not even trying to say who are the most 5 secure TLD. We're trying to say all that meet a certain bar get a gold seal, and it's a very, very different objective. And because of that, I think some of what works in the non-com falls apart here. We're trying to set a bar that says either you get the gold star or you don't get the gold star. We've already had a lot of discussions in the past where people have said, you know, number one, I don't want to expose my weaknesses, and number two, you know, in terms of consumer choice and consumer trust, how do you say, well, these have green in these spots and these have green in these spots but yellow in those spots? This is going to increase consumer confusion rather than increase consumer trust. And I really do think that this is a significant issue, and I don't think that the non-com model works here.
Okay, so Evan, just to respond to that, I think what we're looking at here is we're not saying what are the 5 we're not saying these TLDs. What we're talking about is an implementation path. And part of the implementation path that we're looking at is scorecard versus certification, right? That those are two implementation paths that, as Andy said, are not mutually exclusive of one another. What I was attempting to do, and again, if the group thinks it's a bad idea, fine, we'll strike it. I have no problem. Was just to try to get a sense of support or opposition to those two different implementation paths. So that's what I was trying to do. If the group is against that, right, or at least the people on this call seem to be against that, I would probably, again, individually, I would probably lean towards striking this question along the lines of what I think John and Andy were indicating, because we might, you know, this might be a premature time to have the vote. So that was the whole idea of my proposed ranking, was just an incremental vote to see sort of a poll of where support or opposition was in the two different models.
Andy, I'm not against the vote, but in an email that I sent yesterday, I suggested that since you're saying things are not mutually exclusive, this doesn't have to be a binary vote. we do have the ability in things like Big Pulse to say, you know, pick your favorite of the three or pick which ones are acceptable. Not every vote has to be a yes or no.
And that's exactly what I was trying to do, Andy, with a 2-1-0. Two meaning I strongly support it. One, I support it, and zero, I really don't support it. So that's what I was trying to get. My original proposal was to get away from a binary win-lose as opposed to a ranking of the group. That's what I was attempting to do, but.
So you're meaning in the vote itself as opposed to in the approval process.
Yes, the vote. What we're talking about is the vote here. So instead of I support a certification or I support a report card, what I was proposing is the vote would say report card, please enter 0, 1, or 2. Zero meaning you don't support it. 1, you support it. 2, you really support it. And then with regard to the concept of a report card, so vote 2 would come down to 2 entry data points. Certification, please enter a 0, 1, or 2. Report card, please enter a 0, 1, or 2. That was my intention.
Can I ask third one? So we split report card up into self-verified report card and externally verified report card.
I agree. I was just going to make that same suggestion that we dig into a little bit of the sub-issues because I think this is a useful vote. So, yeah, I think that's a great idea.
Okay. Andy, I'm sorry.
I'm taking all this down. Sorry, Mike. I'm trying to take all this down. So.
No problem. Okay, so what happens here is what we would then do is we would sort of leave the background. The background would still be there. The vote
right
now would be asking the respondent or the group to please rank the support 0, 1, or 2 to these three concepts. And Evan, I think the three concepts would be certification, voluntary compliant report card versus third-party verification, correct?
Yes.
I'm sorry, this is John. Is there, and I guess this is kind of a question for Evan, is there a strong feeling, and people on the call, is there a strong feeling that we also need to vet whether we have support versus a seal or a color scheme?
I actually think that making the certification versus report card has that implicit. We can make it explicit, but in a certification, either you get the gold star or you don't. In the report card, you're capable of having partial compliance. So, I mean, it could be explicit, but I personally thought it was implicit in those choices.
Okay, I thought I heard you say that you thought that colors would actually confuse consumers more than it would help them, which kind of gets my point.
That is my opinion, which is why I have a problem with the report card as it sits to the mainstream public in terms of public confidence. So I do have a problem with that, but that's simply my one vote.
Okay.
All right.
Jonathan, may I speak for a moment?
You're next in the queue. Jonathan, go.
Oh, thank you, Mike. It's sounding to me like, there's three different models, and we have a way to sort of not necessarily capture a yes or no, but rather sort of a degree of like or dislike. Would it be possible it sounds like this one, if we don't strike it, that we might have another box where people can comment and then they can put some of the color around what their choice was so that could get captured? And that might allow us to get the votes and still capture things like what Evan's saying or what others may feel about this particular vote.
Or you could even put in a box called other. If somebody says, if somebody wants to express a none of the above, I mean, let them do it.
Yeah, this is Andy, guys. I don't know how the voting – I'm really not an expert in web voting. Maybe, Mike, you know more about how this works than I do, but we can try that if the facilities let us.
Yeah, the other will be I'm going to look to see whether that's possible, Jonathan. I'll give it a shot. Evan, you've talked, Jonathan. Derek,
And Mike,
yes.
Is it possible we could have what we're discussing up on the Adobe Connect room? Is it too late to pull that off, or is that a possibility?
If you can throw that up, and is it all the what is it? This is in the email. I don't know if you have an email in front of you, but the exact textual wording was in the agenda. So I don't know if that would help. And Andy, if you can get the Adobe, if you could throw it up on Adobe, that would be great as well.
I'm working on it as we speak.
All right.
Dave, if you want to see some of the internal ICANN expertise at online voting, talk to either Gisela or Matthias in the at-large staff. They've got a lot of experience doing the online voting.
Yeah, we also have a Zoomerang account that we can use quite effectively, and you can compose fairly significantly detailed survey questions. So.
Yeah, Dave, I fully agree with you. So, again, what happens here is I think we have the three components, and then we're going to work on an other/comment field for this vote number two. What I'd like to do now, since I think we have had some consensus on the context of vote two, is move to vote three. Now, vote three, should ICANN consider an RFI for the operational elements of the HSTLD program? That is the question that is being asked to be voted upon. The background of that vote is written as follows. The HSTLD Advisory Group has discussed the concept of recommending that ICANN seek to outsource the operational elements of the HSTLD program. These elements would include awarding HSTLD status to applicant TLDs, maintaining a publicly accessible system of record for HSTLD-compliant TLDs, maintaining the list of qualified assessors, receiving, processing HSTLD applications, etc. This vote is to determine the current HSTLD advisory group direction in suggesting ICANN create a request for information to determine if outside entities are interested in serving as the HSTLD program operator. So again, I think the concept here that we're looking to go for is, from an implementation standpoint, is this implementable? And based upon the discussions that Andy has indicated, this is not something that ICANN has a big interest of doing internally, that they would welcome an outsourced vendor to undertake this responsibility. So this question here is to see if there's support for that concept. I think the wording of this question is pretty straight on. I don't see any changes that I would make. So I'm going to start at the bottom of the list this time. Evan, do you have any proposed edits to the wording of the vote for number three or the background context for vote three?
Nope, fine as is.
Excellent. We then, Jonathan?
He may be on mute.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. Okay. Go ahead, Jonathan.
I think this is good to leave in as is. I'd have no text changes to it whatsoever.
Excellent.
Good
John
work.
McElwain.
I have no revisions to 2.3.
Excellent. Derek?
No, this is clear and concise. I have no issues with it.
Excellent. Moving on then to vote four, and Andy, we still may be able to give you 20 minutes of control time if we get through this rather quickly. It says, so vote four is a follow-on to the RFI. It says, should ICANN consider an RFI for the management of the HST, for the management of the HSTLD program requirements and standards? So the background context for this vote is as follows. The HSTLD Advisory Group has discussed the concept of recommending. So hold on here. What is I'm trying to look at this, and I'm myself getting a little confused. What are you trying? What is vote? What's the difference between vote three and four?
Okay, so let me, just for everybody, I tried to put this up on Adobe Connect, and if you can see the two of them, the difference is one of them is about operational elements of the program, and one of them is about the program requirements and standards. So the way, the best way to, that I think about that, good, bad, or indifferent, is the control draft spreadsheet that has the community controls that we're all looking at, that would be requirements and standards. And the operational elements of the program would be, as the background discusses, maintaining the qualified assessors, you know, operating the program versus maintaining the standards and requirements of the program. I see them as two separate activities. We may not want to see vote on both. We may want to vote on one or the other or neither. But I wanted to put both of those options out to the group for dialogue. If you ask me, if I were to vote on these two, I would say number three would be great to go to RFI for, to find if there's a body, external body, that would be interested in sort of operating the program. But I think number four, perhaps, would be something that the HSTLD advisory group would want to continue to have some hand in, because there's a good model that we've created to bring the community together to really focus on the things like the control standards. That's what I'm trying to illustrate here. So I'm trying to make a fine distinction between the program elements that perhaps should be continued to be a focus through ICANN, through perhaps groups like this, versus some stuff that could be outsourced, if you will.
Yeah, so what happens is, now that I've read that, I have a concern with vote four, because I have no problem with an outside entity undertaking the operational execution of policy or operational elements that the ICANN community develops. But to me, what four is basically saying is that we would almost outsource policy development to some external body, and that to me seems to be inconsistent with what ICANN is about. And again, it's almost like a slippery slope. It would almost be like, oh, with regard to who is, we're going to outsource this to entity XYZ, or with regard to trademark disputes, we'll outsource it. So, I think that the policy here, or the with regards to the requirements and standards, that's something that really has to stay within the ICANN institution. And sort of consistent with bottom-up consensus-driven process and all that other good stuff that makes ICANN what it is. So my recommendation would be to strike vote four, because I don't support it. But again, that's just only my vote. I would put that out, and I'll start at the top of the list this time. Derek, Do you support vote four? Do you support it? Would you strike it, or would you edit it, or do you have proposed edits to it?
Well, I think I tend to agree with you that it is a slippery slope if you have some outside agency managing the requirements for this program. So I would tend to say strike it.
Okay. Next, John McElwain.
I agree about an outside agency involved in the management, so I probably would strike it at this point.
Okay. Jonathan?
Mike, can I get the floor for 1 second?
Yeah, go, Andy.
So one thing, before we say strike, I don't care if we strike it or not, but one of the reasons I did put it in here was so that it almost could be, if we all voted no on this one, then it's sort of a direction to give to ICANN, too, that we want to keep that actually overtly in the ICANN space. So voting no has a good message potentially as well. So just kind of keep that in mind when we're thinking about striking it. That's all.
So what happens then, if I appreciate that alternative view. So perhaps do we then reword the question is, with regard to the management of the ongoing HSTLD program requirements and standards, Should this be done internally through the ICANN consensus bottom-up development process or outsourced to a third-party entity? And then what we've done with that question is instead of sort of a corollary to support that, yes, we support the ICANN process, right, because we've rejected the we've rejected an RFP, let's empower the group to make an affirmative statement that with regards to requirements and standards, it needs to stay within ICANN and not outsourced. So if that's that would be my proposed rewrite of that. So again, let me just see if I could get that out. So with regard to the management of the HSTLD program requirements and standards, do you support keeping them internal within the ICANN consensus bottom-up or the ICANN bottom-up consensus-driven process or outsourcing this to a third party? I mean, so I throw that out there, and I go back to sort of Derek and John first, since you had commented. Do you think that would be would that be consistent with what I think we're all thinking about, where we would then allow an affirmative vote on that principle that we feel strongly about?
That is John. Derek? Yeah.
Oh, well, go ahead, John.
I agree. So yeah, I'm fine with that revision.
Yeah.
This is Evan, and I'm going to argue to keep things the way that you originally had them worded, and that's merely because to do it the way you're suggesting simply puts a lot of bias into the question. I think the way you had it worded, saying, do you want this outsourced? Yes, no. Do you want this outsourced? Yes, no. I think that allows for a fairly fair question. I was quite happy having the two questions the way they were, voting yes to one and voting no to the other. I don't understand the lack of clarity, and I really am concerned about, you know, literally wording the question so it almost seems like you're trying to target a certain vote. I like the way that they were worded coming in here, and I think it's clear enough to be able to say, you know, the consensus is that we are okay with this outsourced but not with that.
Okay, I mean, that's
I'm conscious of an appearance of bias that we tried to word the question in order to extract a specific answer.
Kevin, you're saying that you feel that it's loaded?
The rewording is loaded. The original was not.
Well, so John,
I agree, but I disagree. I'm sorry, Mike. I didn't mean to talk over you.
No, Jonathan, go. You haven't spoke, so Jonathan, you have the floor.
You did it again, Mike. It's natural.
Jonathan.
Today's tongue twister provided by Minds and Machines. The thought here is we're saying it's sort of a polar vote. It's either we do believe this should be an RFI or we don't believe this is an RFI. So I agree that Evan is saying, you know, that's a pretty surgical vote, that there's nothing about it that has any presumption of outcome. There's no bias built in. But what I think it fails to capture is that we make a recommendation that this is handled by staff or within the ICANN consensus process. And it sounds to me like we may want to capture that as well, either as a separate question or I don't know if we can reword this in a manner that has the neutrality that Evan may want. But I think it's worth capturing.
All right. We have 10 minutes left. So much for getting through controls today. But we're going to finalize the vote, so we're going to finalize this vote, so this is an important step forward. I am somewhat torn on this. I appreciate the objectivity of the question as Evan is articulating. His concerns with regard to the question being loaded, as I originally proposed rewording it. That being said, I do think it's really important for us as a group to reaffirm the principles that the requirements and standards need to stay within internal to ICANN and remain pure to the consensus bottom-up driven process. And I don't know, as I said, John, do you have, can you propose how to split this baby?
I don't know if I can right off the top of my head. I mean, it may be that we need to revise the background to reflect the importance of that principle, and then have a cleaner vote on just the vote for as it is currently worded.
Okay, so you're so how you would split the baby down in the middle would be leave the vote as it is, right? So should it consider an RFI? But what you would your proposal would be amend the background to provide a little more context to the strong support of this staying internal.
Yeah, I mean that concept did not jump out at me when I read the background.
Which is why. I agree, because I was just reading, you know, when I started reading it again and I glanced through this, but when I was reading it, I was like, wait, isn't this the same question, and are we trying to get you? So, yeah, it kind of made me do the same, double take, and perhaps we need to change that. So, Evan, would you have a problem with keeping the vote wording as it is currently written now, but perhaps, I don't want to say biasing it, but perhaps elaborating upon the tradition, the internal ICANN bottom-up consensus-driven process stuff in the background statement?
I've got no problem with that at all. I mean, I understand totally the intent here. I guess I sort of thought that there was a little subtlety didn't hurt, and that a rejection of an RFI essentially implied that the group thought this is something that should be kept internally. I have no problem with an attempt to try and make that more specific.
Okay, good. And I would agree with you. I think a negative vote on this could send a signal, but just so that there is no ambiguity, perhaps expanding upon that in the background statement is the way to go. Yes.
It's Andy. Can I grab the floor for two seconds?
You can take it as long as you'd like.
Okay. How about this, guys? Instead of the background, why don't we just amend the vote to say, should ICANN consider an RFI for the management of HSTLD program requirements and standards, or should ICANN continue to develop requirements and standards through the current HSTLD advisory group? I can do similar to vote three, too. So that makes it more clear that it's an overt sort of vote on the RFI versus to keep it internal.
No, I really like the yes or no, because then if you're going to say you have option one, option two, then you have to allow somebody to say neither.
Okay. Fair enough, Evan. I thought I could make a simple change, but I'll back off.
All right. So what happens here is we now have the vote. Again, we have 5 minutes here. I don't think the best use of those 5 minutes would be on trying to wordsmith something. So what I would propose to do now is Andy and I need to go work with the ICANN staff survey gurus to put this into an electronic voting form within the next, say, 24 to 36 hours. While doing that, while working with the ICANN gurus, we will submit to the list what we believe is a fair representation of what was agreed upon regarding the vote number four background statement. So we'll put that out hopefully within the next couple of hours, get some feedback, and then as long as there is no major opposition, we could have it into the electronic form again, 24 to 36 hours, and then we can undertake online voting across the whole working group or advisory group. So, again, I think, again, we're kind of at the end of the call. As usual, I just want to kind of go through and provide any last-minute words to anyone on the call. So, Derek, any closing comments today?
Nope, nothing at this time. Thanks.
Excellent. John?
Nope, I've said enough.
Jonathan?
I've said plenty. Great work on this, Mike and Andy.
All right. Evan?
Yeah, I'm sorry this has taken longer than you wanted. I know that you wanted to try and get some controls. We've got stuff done here, and I'm sorry for done my part in tying it up, but I think it's been worthwhile.
Yeah, no need to apologize. And as I said, I think this is all part of making this process work. And again, next week we do have a 2-hour block of time to get through the controls. So, excellent. Thank you, everyone. And just a reminder that again, next week's call is a 2-hour block of control time. Okay. Thanks again.